I'm Adora Udoji, and you're listening to The Takeaway. John Hockenberry is away today. We're talking about a new study which apparently confirms what many sports enthusiasts already know or thought they know, that serving to underage and already intoxicated people exists at a pretty high rate at professional sports stadiums. Tracy Toomey is an associate professor at the School of Public Health at the University of Minnesota and the lead author of this new study. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
So explain to us how this research worked.
Well, we wanted to know, how many people or how many stadiums would sell to someone that looks underage or looks obviously intoxicated. So we hired first to look at sales to underage people. We hired individuals who were judged by a panel to look under the age of 21, although they were actually 21 years of age or older, and they attempted to purchase alcohol without showing any age identification whatsoever. We also hired actors who were judged by this panel that they auditioned in front of to be able to act out obvious signs of intoxication.
That must have been an interesting audition.
It was very interesting.
And so they went to not just one sport. They went to hockey, basketball, baseball, and football venues, not in just one state, but in five, right? And what did they find?
What they found across these stadiums was that the people who looked underage could purchase alcohol nearly one out of every five times without showing any age identification whatsoever. And those that looked obviously intoxicated were able to purchase alcohol four out of five times.
Four out of five times?
Yes.
Huh. And so what did you conclude? How is this happening?
Well, I think that they need to be a little bit more careful, basically. But what we found was that these sales were even more likely to happen in the stands than at the booth level. And I think that they need to do something at the booth level to prevent sales to obviously intoxicated people in particular. But in the stands, given that it was almost three times more likely to happen in the stands than at the booth level, I've certainly had a lot of questions about why it may be that is more likely in the stands. And I think that that's a hard place to sell alcohol. You know, they're being waved down by a lot of different people. They're trying to get out of the view of
So they're of distracted.
Customers. Well, I think that they're distracted and busy, but they're also trying to make assessments about the age of somebody or if they're intoxicated, and they might be sitting, 5, 10, or 15 seats away from them. And I think that's a hard thing to do.
Well, there's two things that are important to note here is that, first of all, we know that selling alcohol to underage drinkers is illegal. Now, in all states, is it illegal to sell to someone who's clearly intoxicated?
Nearly in all states.
And so this information now, what would you like to see happen with it?
Well, I'm hoping that it promotes some discussion. I think that as a country, we're very concerned about sales to underage people, and I think that they're aware of the problem. That's why the sales rate is lower for sales to underage people than it is to obviously intoxicated people.
Right.
But they need to do a little bit more. They need to do a better job. For sales to obviously intoxicated people, they're probably not paying as much attention to that, and that's a concern. I've heard from a lot of fans after doing some of this media work that they don't feel comfortable bringing their kids to these games anymore because there's obviously intoxicated people around them
right.
that are spilling alcohol or causing a disturbance.
So you're certainly bringing some public awareness to the issue. Tracy Toomey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Associate Professor at the School of Public Health at the University of Minnesota.